What about at school? How did your fellow pupils react?
I don't really remember fellow pupils acting particularly differently or anything at junior school. I remember much more about it at secondary school. I don't have any clear memories of it at junior school.
What about the teachers? How did they treat you?
Again, I can't really say that I remember being treated any differently at junior school.
Tell me about secondary school then.
At secondary school, I was treated very differently. I had a different lunch from everybody, but by the second or third year of secondary school, I took my own lunch in. But to start with, it's a different lunch. And the school cooks did not understand diabetes. I remember having arguments with them when they gave me canned fruit in syrup. Not because I didn't eat things like that, because I didn't do anything I was supposed to do, but I knew that they weren't supposed to give it to me. I remember the staff being very nervous. I remember not wanting to play hockey, so I said, oh, if I do that, I'll have a hypo and go in a coma. It'll be all your fault. That seemed to be kind of a common thing that I used to say. If there were exams, I'd say I'd forgotten my injection and they'd have to drive me all the way home until they sort of thought of the idea of keeping spare insulin and needles and a syringe in the school safe. I know I was the only child who had milk at break time for some reason because of my diabetes. I don't quite know why I was given that, looking back on it. And I don't really remember if it being a problem with other children, but I do remember it being sort of seen as different by members of staff, and that they were slightly nervous of my medical condition.
And you mentioned that you were sent to an educational psychologist. Why was that?
Because I was still refusing to do, because I was difficult, I suppose, you know, not wanting to do my insulin. At the time, I didn't see why I should have to go when my siblings, and if I thought, particularly with me and my sister, we used to argue like anything. But I never really understood why I had to go. I didn't like the man. I remember they sent me to an adult one in a hospital, which was quite frightening. And then after that, I was sent to the child psychologist, which was very close to the school. And so I used to have to go there once a week, and I carried on going there up until I was about 15.
Did the psychologist link your problems with your diabetes?
All I remember about the psychologist is that I found him a bit creepy, and I used to do things like draw sweets, because he'd ask me to draw a picture, and I was very angry about having been sent there. So I'd think, oh well, and I'd draw loads of sweets and then put a big cross across them made out of syringes and things. But I knew perfectly well what I was doing and why I was doing it. It was just to annoy him, because I always found him a bit creepy. And well, I later found out that a few years after I'd been seeing him, that he actually ran off with one of his child patients on her 16th birthday, which just kind of confirmed my idea that he was always rather creepy.
Can you talk about your teenage social life? Did you go in for smoking, drinking, drugs?
Yeah, that was me. It was all of those things. I started smoking, drinking, drugs, perhaps I should also mention before that was that when I was seeing the child psychologist, they put me on Largactil, which is, as I understand it, kind of liquid Valium, and I took Largactil for a long time, and I have very clear memories of reaching up into the cupboard where it was taken, and any time I got annoyed, I would just go and take a swig of this sort of thick brown liquid. So I think, you know, my druggy years were kind of affected by having taken these things all along anyway. But yeah, I know as a teenager, I did everything that teenagers do. Didn't have it, because of where I was brought up, and it was so rural, you were always dependent on older people really to take you around in cars. And so older people were into that. You know, it was a very much sort of surfing, hippie kind of scene.